Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, it's on, calving at Mountain View Ranch.
I had the cows in the corral, locked in the corral, and I noticed one of them had her tail out, was switching back and forth and acting like she wanted a calf. So next thing I knew, just like magic, she had a calf. And then the very next day, boom, there was another one. We're calving.
It never gets old, not even for seasoned ranchers like Weston Merrill, who grew up on the Fergus County ranch he now operates with his dad. The sight of those first two baby calves stumbling through icy pastures and their mamas who know just what to do, it's like a miracle.
When you walk up and you find one that's already got her calf and she's doing a good job mothering it, it's an exciting feeling and a relief at the same time, because sometimes those first-time moms don't do a good job of mothering just because they're not really sure what's going on. It takes a little bit for instinct to kick in. And so both of these that have been born, right away they were taking care of their calf and talking to it, cleaning it off, and helping them stand up by nudging them and things like that.
Heifers calve like popcorn pops, slowly, then all at once.
We had just checked them 3 hours before that, and nothing was happening. And then when I walked out there, there was a cow mother and a calf standing up already. We're just at the start of calving, so we've only got two on the ground live and running, and we might get, you know, one a day for this first start, and then here in a week or so, they'll kick up to quite a few more per day.
As surprising and random, magical as it seems, there are signs a heifer is going to calve, and there's a protocol once she does.
She's kind of off by herself sometimes. She's switching her tail. Her tail's kind of kinked in a different position. The first one, the very first one that was born, I observed her before she gave birth. And so when she had her calf, I wanted to rush out there to make sure everything was okay. But what I could see is the calf's head was up and he was fine. So I just kind of stood back and let her get up and realize, oh, I've got a calf. And she smelled it and I could tell her mothering instincts were kicking in. And when I could tell all of those things, I just stood back. I didn't even walk out into the corral because I didn't want to mess up what was naturally happening.
So as soon as there's a calf on the ground, it's all systems go to make sure that animal, a paycheck, as well as a living creature, thrives, especially when temperatures dip as low as 30 below zero, which can kill a calf in half an hour.
If I come up on a cow and a calf and I don't know how long they've been there, I'll stick my finger in the calf's mouth right away. If he's warm, then he hasn't been there that long or he's already been up and moving. If it's cold, then I know his whole body temperature's cold and I need to quickly get him to a warm place and warm up his body temperature. If I don't, he'll die.
That's why it was so critical to get the big old calving barn set up with straw and pens well before the season began.
I have a sled that I put on the back of a four-wheeler. And I'll put them in a sled and I'll drag them to the barn. And generally the mother will follow. And, you know, I make a really warm colostrum mix. It's just a powder, like powdered milk with water. And I put a tube down his stomach to be quick about it. And getting that warm liquid inside their body is the fastest thing that'll bring up their body temperature. I also stick them in, we have a little box that's like a 4 by 5 foot little enclosure that we can turn a heater on and leave him in there for a few hours till his body temperature's up. In the meantime, I've stuck his mom in one of those jugs in those pens in the barn, and she just waits. And once the calf's body temperature's up, I return it back to its mother.
Next week, with temperatures still well below zero, one calf doesn't make it.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.